12th of March 1984 saw the start of an industrial dispute whose outcome would shape the political landscape for generations to come. It was a strike that pitched miner against miner, even father against son. The strike also saw thousands of ordinary men, women and children come together in a show of unprecedented strength and solidarity. 30 years on, these are the stories of the strike that changed their lives and changed Britain forever. Coal, the black rock that fueled the Industrial Revolution and powered the country through two world wars. Mining was more than just a job. It was a way of life. The 1984 miners' strike was the culmination of a decade of unrest between the powerful trade unions and the government. The National Union of Mine Workers had gone on strike in 1974 over pay and won, leading to the downfall of Conservative Prime Minister Edward Heath. So when Margaret Thatcher arrived at Downing Street in 1979, she was determined to curb trade union power once and for all. It was a confrontation the Conservative Party had been planning for nearly a decade. Even before coming to power, they'd drawn up a step-by-step strategy of how to take on the miners' union.